Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Relationships. I am your host, Natasha. How are you ladies doing out there, and gentlemen? Because I know there are men that are listening to the show, so shout out to all the guys that are listening. Hopefully you guys are taking notes, not only the women, but you guys take notes also. So thank you for listening to and tuning into Healing Relationships. So how is everyone out there? I hope that you enjoy your beautiful weekend. To those of you who are not feeling well, my heart goes out to you. A lot of people have the flu. They're not feeling well. And, of course, me, myself, with the allergies. Allergy season is here. All right? But so far, so good. My allergies have been okay for the past 2 to 3 days, and that's a big deal to me, ladies. All right, now let's get on with this topic, all right? Defeating fear and moving forward. How many of you ladies out there are fearful of something at this time? At this present time, how many of you ladies are going through something that's it involves a lot of fear? Now, this is something that people don't want to discuss, because when you mention fear, and please, ladies and gentlemen, to all of you out there listening, tell me this is not true. When you say, are you fearful of that, or does that situation bring some kind of fear to you when we talk about it? How many people get offended and go, you know what? I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not fearful. I'm not scared. When you say fear, people, they get emotional. They get very emotional about that. And I know exactly why that is, but if I begin to speak on that topic, I will be getting off this topic, though. That's something that I'm definitely going to talk about in my upcoming shows. But just because you are fearful of something doesn't mean you're punk, doesn't mean you're weak, doesn't mean you're scared. This is part of life. So just like there's happiness, there's peace, there's joy, there's times when we're going to be angry, we're going to be sad, we're going to be filled with rage and anger. But a lot of these emotions that I just described, the majority comes from fear. Okay, so fear is something that we have to defeat. Fear to me is like a bully. And I don't like to be fearful of anything or anyone, but I'm going to admit to you, ladies, don't laugh at me and gentlemen, but there's times where I used to be like, oh my God, I'm so afraid of that situation. I don't even want to go. I would throw things off and I would reschedule my appointments because I don't want to deal with this person or this situation. I'll wait till next week. I'll deal with that later, because it's not me, and I'm sure a lot of you ladies out there understand what I'm talking about. It's not the fact that we're afraid what somebody's going to do to us, but we are afraid how we're going to respond to that situation or that individual. So that's what it's about. Like, oh, because when I get there, I don't want to act out. I don't want to show my you-know-what off. So what do we do? We brush it off. That's fear. So it doesn't mean you're a punk. It doesn't mean that you're scared. I don't want to go further into this. In my upcoming shows, ladies and gentlemen, I'm definitely going to talk some more about the definition of fear, because a lot of us, we have this twisted, and I'm known for speaking very sharply. People say, you speak so sharp. You're so right on point. I said, I have to be this way, because I can't come to you like, oh, well, don't be fearful. I have to tell it like it is. And most people say, you know what, Natasha, you tell it like it is, and I have to. Now, shout out to the comedians, because they can say the same thing that I say, and people won't, they'll laugh about it. They'll be cracking up, and that's why I love comedy. It's like a gift, because they can say something, and I can say the same thing. And I told a friend of mine, I said, how come when you say it, everybody, you guys, that's just a gift that certain people have, they can make everybody laugh. But my gift is when I speak to people, God has given me wisdom and a lot of learn from it, and they reap results. And this is what I love about the thing and the things I do for people, because I love to see people reap results, not just hearing something and going through one ear and out the other. Reading a book, people will read books and say, well, I read this book. How many books did you read? I would tell people, they were, oh, I'm asking people, how many books did you read? You know what they would say to me? Well, I read this book, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You made 5 and 6 books on the same topic and you still didn't get it. That is a situation that has to be dealt with because there's something that's going on. And for God to give me a gift where a lot of people reap results, that's a blessing. So it's not for me. I just love being here for you ladies. And I'm so excited to be doing the kind of work that I do. So let's just get back on topic because I hate fear. Fear is a bully. You know, when you get a bully, someone likes to bully you. And, you know, you're trying to like, well, I don't want to deal with this bully. It's the times when the person, they don't want to bully you. Okay, I said that wrong because I don't want to get into this topic because I'm going to get upset because I used to hate seeing some of my friends being bullied by certain people. Somebody asked me, have you ever been bullied? I said, no, I get to get away from them people because I don't like to be, it feels like stepped on or walked on by anybody. So as a child, I see a person, you're bullying, you're trying to bully me, I'm going the other way. I'm not going to follow you, but I'm not going to go the long way home. So thank God I've experienced that where people were picking on me and I'm being bullied. That ain't happening, at least not in this lifetime. So far, so good, and I don't think that will ever happen, okay? But what I'm saying to you is that people, it's a serious thing to be bullied. People become fearful. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to go to work because they are afraid of what their coworkers are going to do to them, say about them. People are judgmental. You are afraid. That's a spirit of fear. So if you are afraid of what you might do to your coworkers or what your coworkers might do to you, that involves fear. Doesn't mean that you are, but I'm just going to say it, a punk, or you're soft, or you are afraid. It just means that there's some situations that you have to deal with, all right? So the first thing I want people to know is that you have to acknowledge that there's some kind of fear going on in your life. And I always say this, you have to have self-awareness. You have to acknowledge that there's some kind of fear in your life, because if you don't acknowledge that there's some kind of fear in your life, that is serious because you will have things associated with that fear. Things like stress, because the fear, what happened is we already know that it takes a toll on your body. But then you develop health problems, then you get headaches, then you go into rage, then there's anger, and so on. It's just so many different things affiliated with fear, and we really have to pay attention to that. When you're fearful of something or someone, it's on your mind, and you can't even sleep. So that's why you have to deal with fear. You have to nip that, and you have to take care of that way, and you have to deal with it. So the first thing you have to do is you have to have self-awareness. You have to acknowledge the fact that you are fearful of something or someone, and that is causing you to have problems in the mind where you cannot sleep, where you cannot eat, when you cannot focus. Acknowledgement. Please have self-awareness. Okay? I want you to examine yourself. That'll be number two. Please examine yourself. Find out, okay, now that I'm acknowledging that I'm have some type of fear within me, try to figure out what it is. Don't think it's just one thing. It could be a majority of things. It can be something that happened to you last week, last month, at this present time. You have to find out what it is that has you so fearful in life. It's not just a relationship. I mean, you see, that's part of it, your relationship that went wrong with your best friend or your family member. Listen, that's part of it. And some people will say, well, I thought I found out, but I'm still fearful of something. Are you fearful that you're going to lose your house? or your apartment because you're not keeping up with your mortgage or your rent. You're not able to save money. Oh, that too. As we begin, that's why it's good to always have someone to talk to, speak to on a daily basis, because you want to get to the root of the problem so you can live life peacefully with joy. You don't have, you can deal with fear. You don't have to let fear bully you. So that means if you're living from paycheck to paycheck, you're waking up every day and you got to leave the house every morning or every night and you're waiting for your check and you're saying, oh, I'm so stressed out. And you're fearful that if you quit this job that you won't find another one. So you don't even attempt to look for another job because you already have it set in your mind that you're not going to find one. That involves fear. You see what I mean? And that fear causes what? Anxiety. So we have to understand this. We have to get to the root of the problem and find out what is it that's going on in my life that is causing me to fear. That's this. What I'm talking about right here is serious. It's real serious, a serious issue, and it's causing people to commit suicide because they fear. Fear that they're going to get exposed. Fear that someone is going to tell their secret. Fear that they're going to lose their job. Fear that they're not going to have enough money. Fear that they're going to be talked about. Sometimes you have to say, so what, and deal with it. I'm going to say that again. So what, and deal with it. We get all these books, and no disrespect, but I listen to a lot of shows, and I read books, and we go through all this. Number part one, part two, part three, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then you got about time. If something, if you're in a crisis or if you're going through something, you can't even recall the first step. Not to mention A, B, C, D, E, F. So that's why I give it to a lot of my viewers, plain and simple. You just have to deal with it. Whatever comes your way, you have to deal with it. And I spoke about this in previous shows where a lot of people deal with their situations by drinking or they hurt others because hurting people hurt other people. And at the end of the day, they have no relief. Because it's like a void that cannot be filled because they're not dealing with the root of the problem. So a lot of this things, a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about right now, it's major. I don't know if you guys out there who are listening, I'm hoping that you ladies understand that this is a serious issue because people are taking their lives, they're medicating themselves. Some people are a lot, they're judgmental because they're fearful. Now, jealousy and envy, what does that have to do with fear? It has a whole lot because you can fear that somebody's going to take your place, fear that somebody's going to take your position, fear that somebody's going to take your man or your husband, fear. So fear makes you do an action. You take an action. That's a negative action because it's fear. So because you, in other words, let's just say it like this. If you fear that someone is going to take your position, maybe they're not even thinking about taking a position, but if you fear that, some people get so fearful and nervous, they quit the job. I'll quit because I've heard someone say, I quit because I knew that this person was going to take it anyway. Did you know that for a fact? Did that person or individual take any action against you, or this is a thought? And that's another thing. Fear starts with a thought. You see how powerful fear can be? It's a bully. So that means if somebody, what I call the dark force, can put a thought in your mind and cause you to fear, don't you think we have to deal with that thought? What is the thought that has me fearing? Or what is the action or the words that what someone said to me that has created this beast in me that has me acting in rage, and I'm lashing out at everybody? See, fear comes in many different forms. It's not just, oh, somebody, I'm frightened of this person. I'm afraid of this individual. No, it's not like that. So we have to nip fear in the butt, and we have to examine ourselves. And examining ourselves, it takes some soul searching. We have to do this. Ladies, you know why I'm giving it to you like this raw, and I have to speak like this to you? Because I want you to be happy and experience peace. I don't want you to be filled with all type of jealousy and envy and rage, like, you know, that feeling when you're ready to take someone's head off. I'm going to go deeper into this and later in my upcoming shows, but I only have 15 minutes, but I just want you ladies to know that it's a serious thing. fear. Some of you out there right now have fear. You don't want to take the next step in your life because fear. If I do this, it might fail, so I'm just not going to even take that step. I'm not looking for another job. I'm not going to quit this job because I won't get another job that is better. I'm not going to leave this place because I might not find another place. I might not find another home. There's no way I'm doing this. Well, I'm not able to save this much money, so, and even if I do save this much money, something might happen, and then I'm going to have to spend all of it, and I'll be back at square one. Fear. All these negative thoughts that come to your mind creates fear. Can you do something about it? Yes, you can. You can acknowledge it. Like I said, number one, you have to have self-awareness. Excuse me if I start speaking fast. Well, you know me, when I get to speaking fast, it's because time is running out. And I want to hurry up and get this done. What I'm going to do is start adding more time because I have so much to say. So maybe, ladies, I'm going to start speaking for like an hour. Okay? Someone else told me, you know, we would like to hear more from you, but time runs out. So I'm going to soon be increasing my time. Okay? But, ladies, I really want you not to have so much fear. Fear that this person is going to take your husband or man. Fear that this lady is going to deny you. So just deal with it. See, the thing why we want to deal with it because we feel we don't want to get hurt. And this is something that you have to understand. We are all going to get hurt. We can't just live a peaceful joy. The reason why I'm able to conquer fear, and I'm not saying I'm 100% in that, but I've come head on with fear or else it'll take me. I'm not going to sit up there and if I know I have to deal with something, I'm just going to throw it to the side. I used to do that. But when I tapped into why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, I said, wow, it's because of fear. So when I deal with the situation, everything feels so much better for me. And I was able to conquer it, and I came out the winner. And I'm still doing it to this day because we live in a life where things just happen. None of us will ever be 100%. I'm good, I can do this, I can handle this, I got this. It's a working process. That's why you have to continue to be persistent. Don't let anything or anyone tell you that you can never conquer fear. Don't let anyone ever tell you that the situation that you're in now, you're going to always be in the situation. I don't care how it looks. That's when it's good, and this is why it's good to have faith. You cannot let no one tell you what to do, how it's going to go. Now, be respectful, and you can listen to the individual. We all have our opinions, but you have to be the one to make that final decision. Not someone else, it's you. So when I'm off air, are you going to make the decision to deal with any situation that's been causing you to have fear? Can you deal with that? Can you do it? Can you say, you know what, I'm going to deal with this situation. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be afraid that my husband is going to leave me. I'm not going to be afraid to eat because if I keep eating, I'm going to get overweight. You're going to take action. If you're afraid that you're going to gain weight, don't eat so much. Or eat, but work out. If you're afraid that you're going to go to court and something bad is going to happen, do some research. Take someone with you for moral support. Take some action. But what you still have to do regardless is you still have to take action and you still have to deal with it. That's my point. You have to deal with it. Okay? And once you deal with it, number three, you have to keep fighting until you win. Now, when I'm coaching people one-on-one, it may sound like I'm doing ABCD. This is what somebody said, and it was so funny. It was a comedian, you know, with people, teachers and stuff. It's like when we're teaching people or we're coaching people, we go from ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOP, and then next week you'll be like, I only remember B or C. So I don't like to do things or coach people where things are so complicated, but when they get it, it sticks and they can walk with it and they'll be able to work with it. Because I want you to know that You don't have to suffer with fear. You don't have to be confused about anything. But living this life of peace is just dealing with things that you put off. If it's a situation and you need to deal with it, do it now at this time. Don't wait till next week. See, that's still fear. Oh, I'm a little too busy. If it's something that's causing you fear, you need to step to the bully right away. Don't let no one bully you, because the bully is going to feel that they have the upper power. In fact, they have power over you once you give it to them. I can do whatever I want to this person because she's scared. And that's how you are going to be, feel afraid because you're not stepping up. So that's why when a person says fearful, you automatically go, I'm not scared, I'm not afraid. See, there's different definitions to fear. Yes, you can be scared and afraid, but it's a whole another meaning, and I can't get into that right now. But if you want to be physically fit in your mind and in your body, you want to clear mind, if you want to be able to just handle things and situations right away, deal with the situations that's in your life right away. Don't put it off. Don't do that. Why put things off into tomorrow while you can handle it today? Don't do that. It's a lot of things that makes all of us fearful, but ladies, you have to deal with it. Fear that you won't be able to accomplish or do it. That is a thought that is in your mind. It could be in your mind right now. I hear Natasha speaking. I already tried that. Been there, done there. It ain't going to work. So you probably feel like, I'm not fearful, but I'm just leaving it alone. See, fear did that to you. It can make you dismiss things, and you think, well, I'm just leaving it alone. But let me tell you something, ladies. Fear just conquered you. See, that's what the bully does. It wants you to be like, let me leave it alone. The bully don't want you to stand up to him. So when you leave things alone and you run the other way and you don't deal with it, who has the power? You or the bully? The bully. We have to take a stand and deal with it. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this topic right here is because people are taking their lives on a daily basis because of fear. Fear that they're going to be laughed at. Fear that they're going to lose their job. Fear that they won't be able to provide for their family. Fear that they won't make it in life. Fear of failure. Fear is really taking a toll on people, and it's taking people's lives. So we have to take a stand against fear. Just like we got to take a stand against bullying, we got to take a stand against fear. Fear is torturing the lives of so many people, and we have to take a stand against it. It's just something that we have to do. I love you ladies, and I just want you ladies to understand that fear is the main cause of a lot of people committing suicide and overeating. Okay, I don't know why this topic isn't, let me just say, I don't want to say it like that because I don't want anybody to take it personal, but this topic needs to be talked about more often, and I'm going to try to do that as much as possible. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to talk about this topic every single week. No, I have a lot of things that I want to discuss, and a lot of things that I'm going to be doing with you ladies, okay? But I just want you to understand that fear is something that we have to deal with. Whatever you resist in life, it persists. Don't resist fear. If you resist it, it's going to persist, okay? So just deal with it. So have self-awareness, number one. Number two is examine yourself. Number three, keep fighting until you win. You guys out there, if you guys out there have any further topics you want me to discuss, you can email me at info@tmcoaching.net. Once again, that's info@tmcoaching.net. Mother's Day is coming up next month. I will be giving out a gift, so I would love for you ladies to call into the show next month. I will be taking your calls, and I will be giving out a free gift to my ladies. I'll talk more about that in the upcoming shows. So I love you ladies. You can listen to this again by archives. Stay strong, and remember, whatever you resist in life when it comes to fear, it will persist. Deal with it. This is Natasha signing off. I love you, ladies, and until next time, love you much.